From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The case for Russian hacking is being made on Capitol Hill. Top U.S. intelligence officials say they believe high-level Russian authorities were directly responsible for the hacking and leaking of documents from the Democratic National Committee in an effort to interfere in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. In prepared opening remarks for their testimony Thursday before the Senate Armed Services Committee, the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, elaborated on what had been found about Russian cyber spying.
Russia has clearly assumed an even more aggressive cyber posture by increasing cyber espionage operations, leaking data stolen from these operations, and targeting critical infrastructure systems.
Clapper, along with National Security Agency Chief Michael Rogers and Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence Marcel Lettre, called Russian cyber attacks a major threat to national interest. However, Clapper did say that Russia did not change any vote tallies or anything like that. Clapper went on to say that China also has successfully conducted cyber espionage against the U.S. government in the recent past, though China's attempts to hack the U.S. have waned since the two countries signed a bilateral agreement to limit espionage in 2015. President Barack Obama ordered the intelligence community to review potential foreign interference dating back to the 2008 election that first brought him to the White House. A U.S. official confirmed to VOA that Obama was to hear the results of the probe on Thursday and that President-elect Donald Trump will get the same briefing on Friday. Trump has repeatedly expressed doubt that Russia did meddle in the vote. More at voanews.com and our social media platforms. This is VOA.